Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tom, I'm going to ask this question of you because you are the one that has a significant other at this point of the two of us.
Guilty as charged.
Would you want an app that tells you what your significant other is thinking
24/7? No, 24/7. Give me a minute a day. 24/7 is madness. Every hour of that crazy little, and I use crazy in a very affectionate way here, that little noggin of hers, no thank you. I've got my own chaos going on. I don't need 24/7 access to hers.
Would you like any amount of access to what she's thinking?
No, because I'm a private guy myself. I value my privacy, right? And the idea that someone else could have insight into my...
Right, so you wouldn't want it. Yeah, because no, it could be reciprocal.
You. Yeah, no, thank okay. you. I don't, okay. Yeah. I'm not interested. I don't care.
I'd like to be able to ask like one question a month, maybe. Just be like, if I could ask one question like each month that have
but
absolute
what
truth.
Would you ask that they're not already answering like honestly?
Are you being honest with me about everything?
Oh my God, really?
I don't know.
They're going to say, and the answer will be no, because there's white lies in relationships.
I know. I'd just be like, do you really think I look good in this dress? No, I'll take it off. Okay, great. Just every now and then I'm just like, what would you really like for, like, what would you really like for Christmas that would blow your mind? Or like, what would you really, you know, like.
Sure. So there's
when you say you're fine, are you actually fine? Or is there something I could be doing to help? Like.
Yeah, but sometimes fine is just a nice placeholder to get through this minute or this little conversation.
Okay, shoot
but yes,
down,
I'm sure
fine.
There can be shortcuts like what do you really want for dinner, right? You're allowed to, I want you to look me in the eye and say you want hot chips for dinner because I know that's what you want, but yeah. I need you to say it, right?
Yeah.
Rather than me doing the song and dance about making a salad and all this bullshit. No, if I can put my just open up your brain and have that answer given to me. Yeah. So there could be little things, but no, overall, no. Bad idea, I think.
Welcome to Ghost of Boyfriend's Palace. Yes, I have
hello.
Been suitably chastened. I am Liz Best.
Who of you readers would say yes to that?
Tom Harris would not.
No,
clearly
I would not. But some people, some fools, in my opinion, would who don't think it through enough.
Okay, well, on that, I'm going to ask our guest what she thinks. We have a lovely
Split
guest.
This.
Her name is Alice. Alice, would
hello,
you
Alice.
Want an app that would tell you what your significant other is thinking?
I can see both sides so well. And for me, I feel like it's a phone a friend situation.
Is the friend me?
Right? Like, like every now and then something will happen with your significant other and just be like, no, I need the phone, the friend. Right now, I need the app in this moment.
In this moment,
yes, but
I
not
need
an
that.
All the time.
24/7 is too much.
24/7 is too much. 24/7 is way too much. That's interesting. All right. Well, look, our guest today is Alice,
yes.
And Alice has come in to tell us a
Hi.
Story. And I figured that since it's our first main episode of the year, we just jump straight into the story. What do you think? Let's just get to it.
Fine.
Let's just get
absolutely
to
fine.
Take me to dinner.
Let's no, absolutely not.
No, you knew what you're here to do. What do you need? Wining and dining first. No one else comes on this show. Oh, dinner, please. Come on. Get to it.
No, but it's fine. I've had dinner before
Great.
I came here.
Great. See, wonderful.
Full stomach.
Yeah.
We're ready to
Great.
Do it.
But are we going to be so lazy and cool that we don't broach any rules?
No, we're
going
to broach the rules because
please,
we illegally have to broach the rules. Okay, yes. So the rule number one is that you have to have an alias for everybody that you're talking about unless you have permission to mention
yes,
their
that's
name.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely.
Rule number two is the...
Well,
the
Columbo's at home, piecing together who Alice is and the people they're talking about today. We don't want sharing sharing of phone numbers, nothing malicious, nothing no doxing behavior. No. We're here to hear a story, kind of wrap it up with a what did we learn endeavor, and then we're just going to let it be. Keep your pitchforks and torches for other endeavors, other yes. righteous causes.
Other endeavors. All yes. the
for righteous there endeavors.
Are so use many. Your weapons for.
There are so many at the moment, Alice. Yeah, there are so yeah, many.
You know, let's do something about the environment or social issues. You don't need to go just after our guests.
A quick aside, I often wonder how many of our listeners actually know who Columbo was / is.
Well,
I want to know. Do you know who we're referring to?
I feel
when
like
we
I'm
say
being
no Columbo.
But I swear, I'm intelligent.
Not you. I call our readers with good reason.
Do you mean Columbo like Columbus?
No.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that's
like
all.
TV
that I'm,
detective
I'll go.
Columbo. Basically, he was this old cool TV detective, and you know, figured stuff out.
Anna, okay.
You know,
okay.
like armchair detectives
like
is what he's saying. Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. But like later than Sherlock. Like what? 70s? 80s? 80s? Peter Falk played him, the guy from Princess Bride, who was the grandfather, as you wish.
And our third rule is no threats on air, on microphone, please, Alice. And thank you. Please and thank
okay,
you. This isn't
fine.
Just for you. This is a blanket rule for all. You didn't walk in today and we went, Jesus, better bring up the no threats rule.
Ooh. Right. Alice, situate us. Where does your tale begin?
Well... So I guess like the precursor to like the story is this story isn't actually about me.
Mm-hmm.
This is a story about me being adjacent to a relationship and mm-hmm. being really tied and sort of pulled into some like a drama and unfolding. And
love it.
I just thought it was really – because I've been a long-time lurker and listener of the show and a lot of people are like the star of the – story, and I'm like, I have a great story, but it's like not about me.
But the thing yeah. is, it sort of is about you because a lot of people don't know how to react when people are having weird relationship problems and how to deal with being dragged into that stuff. So it is about you. It's about being relationship adjacent and how to navigate that.
Yeah. So my friend in the story called Charlotte.
Okay.
Wink.
Noted.
Okay. Charlotte and I were really good friends from primary school way up into our adult life. Like the friend that you have through thick and thin, through puberty, like you
if
learn
they can last
how
through
to,
puberty, like they're friends.
Yeah, yeah. Like people that you learn how to become an adult. Next to
and mm-hmm. and they know all of your daggiest dreams and they've seen you yes. dress weird and yes. try things and they just know all those bits of DNA about you
and
all
this
those ugly
was,
bits
you know
yeah.
the era of like we would code our MySpace pages together
yes.
like real just yes. big dag energy
love it
so we grew up together and we didn't actually go to the same schools. We were like extracurricular activities is what tied us together. Mm. So she had a pretty like solid friend group that like actually went to school with her. And then we sort of became this like almost like Sex and the City group mm-hmm. after school. And so we're, you know, adults being adults and da-da-da. And Charlotte starts dating somebody called, let's call.
Bryce.
Ooh.
Now, how are we spelling
Hello,
that? Is
Bryce.
B-R-Y-C-E. I don't know. It was the first name that came
and
to
that
my head.
And that is not their name. So we're good.
Great.
Mandatory Y in Bryce as
Bryce.
Well. If you can only have the Y.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. So why?
Why indeed.
So Charlotte started dating Bryce. And for all intents and purposes, I love her to bits, but. I just thought it was a really strange match.
Mm-hmm.
She is a very, and I say this with love, high maintenance girly.
Okay.
A real like, okay, maybe I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but it does paint a picture, a private school girly.
Okay, yeah.
Like, no, like has a lot of interest and worth in things that if you have a bit of cash to splash around. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Designer mm-hmm. stuff. Like went to her high school formal in a designer dress.
Which
like,
is a life of privilege.
We are
of
living
which we are
it.
Yes.
And, you know, yep. I was a public school girly, so yep. not the same experience. But a very different personality to her partner, Bryce, who was very much a shy, nerd, quiet boy
right.
next to her, like, boisterous popular girl kind of energy. So well, you're that's kind of what it looked like.
So your initial sort of doubts or whatever is more like they don't match rather than anything like hinky or red flaggy. Like,
it was
why
more
are they?
Of a, your archetypes don't seem to blend on the outside.
Right. Okay.
But they brought out like wonderful cute things in each other. Like, she really lent into the nerdy side, and like they got obsessed with D&D together, and like all these like, cute wonderful things. And Bryce came from a very, I guess, shut off family life, and he and I connected over that because Charlotte has this huge family, and she'd lived in a family house of like maybe 20 people would live in this McMansion at any given time. You know, like a it's not what's not
a rich people commune,
a blended family.
Oh right, yeah.
So like
yeah.
A sort
like
of
a Brady Bunch.
Yeah, kind of. A little bit.
A billion people living under the one household.
A little bit, and then Bryce was a child of a single mother that was in a very like sort of sad situation, and he knew it, and it just wasn't great. And I had a similar sort of thing where I just was very disconnected from my family, so we would bond at various events, you know, next to the contrast that is Charlotte.
Yeah.
And to the point where they got engaged, and which was great and wonderful, and everyone was like, oh my gosh. And like, he invited all his family and none of them came because they didn't support it.
Geez.
And like, it was just really bleak. So he was just not feeling great and would come to me because I was probably the most approachable of Charlotte's friends to be like, it's all good, you're fine. And probably a little bit of context before, like, the big dramatic thing in the story that I'll talk about is we all grew up in a place that I don't live in anymore, but they all still do.
Right.
So when I moved away, and I moved a couple of hours away, it then became like they all stayed really connected, and I would only see them like once a year or something, just because life,
yeah.
You know? Like, I moved away to study, and then that became my job and my work and my career and da-da-da. So it just kind of meant we, like, grew apart. But it was that friendship where you would still be, like, no time had passed. Sit down for dinner and you'd, like, bitch about everything, and just it all came back naturally. But one day, this is where the story begins. One day I got a manic call from a number I didn't know, hadn't added in my phone, and this was also the time where you would answer random numbers.
Yes.
I feel like that's not a thing anymore.
No. 20 years ago when the house for phone rang, it was an event. We sprinted to answer it. Me and my sisters were so excited. It was never for you when you're 10.
Oh, wait. I just realized I forgot something.
Okay, go back.
Going back. They got engaged. Cute. I was asked to be one of the bridesmaids.
Okay.
Cute.
Right. You're in the
I'm
list.
I'm in the bridal
party. Well done.
Good time. Well done. Life achievement. This is actually the first wedding as an adult that I'd been like invited to, let alone in the wedding.
Good.
So I was really excited about it. And also being like, I've known you since we were kids. Like,
it's not that exciting. Well, I've been a bridesmaid like six times. It's bad.
A way to flex that.
No, it's, I love the people, but every time I go, I'm never doing this again. Every time I do it again. Oh, except the most recent one. My former guest Carly was actually a really chill bride.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Well, then that's a perfect segue to Charlotte was not a chill bride.
Not a chill bride.
But also not surprising to anyone. Like, of course.
Yeah, look, if you're a little bit high maintenance, you're going to be.
It's going to.
Like, that just goes
up
into overdrive in wedding time.
But I got this. I think that's all the context we need. But I got this call, random number. I was like, that's weird. And it was Bryce in a real disarray, and it was very strange. I could tell in a way that he was like having a panic attack or something.
Okay.
Like, he was very mentally not with it or there during this conversation. And I was like, what's going on? And he's like, Charlotte's kicked me out. I don't understand. Blah, da, 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 da. And I was just like, whoa, 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 back it up. Also, small voice in my head being like, why are you calling me?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I'm such a random connection to all of this.
Yeah.
I think it could have been because I would maybe be like
one
a good,
step removed.
Yeah, like this good middle ground person. Yeah,
yep.
Not someone who's in their business every day.
Yeah. So he called me and I was just like, okay. Let's take some deep breaths. Tell me some stuff. What's going on? And he's like, well, I'm in my car and I'm probably just going to sleep in my car because I don't know what to do. And I'm like, okay.
Whoa.
This is getting real intense.
Is this like, a nighttime call? Is this a nighttime call?
This is an approaching nighttime
okay,
call.
Yep,
so like
late.
A 4 yep. p.m., okay. 5 mm-hmm. p.m. kind of
gotcha.
Call.
Thank you.
And just the context of it was all a bit strange. And he started telling me about the nature of this fight that he had with Charlotte, which was, you know, just classic screamy match about something that got blown out of the water. Love Charlotte to death, but this is kind of her speed.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure.
And it just really messed with him.
And how far out from the wedding are we? We're wedding approaching, right? We're wedding imminent and suddenly there's a breakup, or are
fun
we?
Fun fact, we were wedding imminent, but it was early 2020. So what we didn't know.
Little did we know.
Little did we know that wedding was not going to happen.
I don't think we need a history, everyone
knows.
For all intents and purposes, yes. The wedding was a couple months away.
Sure.
And it was definitely going to go ahead.
Yeah, you're planning a wedding.
Definitely. Where a global pandemic was not going to put those plans on hold.
No. Okay, no. Yes.
And like, I think at that point, I was the only bridesmaid that had like actually got her dress.
Oh.
Because I was like real keen.
Yeah.
And I was like, yay. And I think all the other girls were just like, oh, we'll get something. Yes. Don't worry about it. To me, I was a bit like, come on, be more excited. Jeez.
Yeah. They've probably been bridesmaids before.
Okay. I'm just ratting myself out, really. So he called me in disarray and I was like, I think I should, you know, talk to Charlotte. And he's like, please don't. She would be so mad at me. And my, like, naivety was like, okay, cool. We'll, you know, hostage situation this. We'll agree with the hostage to, like, help him out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Also knowing this guy, he's not slimy in the slightest. He's kind of, like, so innocent that it's like, how have you survived this
yes,
long?
You
yes.
You want
to wrap him in cotton wool and put
yeah.
him in your pocket?
Mm. Yeah. Yep. So to me, I'm like, it doesn't really seem very sinister. It genuinely seems like Charlotte kind of blew up at him and he just unfortunately is at the wrath of Charlotte for today.
I feel like Alice is just looking at the faces I'm making being like, yep, you know what's coming.
They're not good. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I'm real nervous.
Yeah,
you've
no,
really
contorted
your
face. I feel like I
can
see where this is going and it's making me very uncomfortable.
Well, you never know, Liz. You never know.
Look, here's my red flag, right?
Right.
Go for it. I really want to.
Don't tell your best friend we're having this conversation. That scares me.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue. Let's just hear what the story is and then.
Yes.
Yes.
So me being like, Bryce is clearly in a bad situation. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do, in my head, it was like the ultimate bridesmaid's duty. I'm going to make sure the groom doesn't die overnight sleeping in a car park, right?
Very noble of you.
Very noble of me. So I'm like, come over to my house. I know it is about an hour's drive away, but you can cool off from whatever this is. You'll have a roof over your head. I will talk some sense into you and smack your ass on the way and yes. send you back to Charlotte, right? So
right.
whatever you've done wrong, I'm going to sort of just make sure you're not in a bad place. Because I think like, and I didn't know this at the time, but then I got more context when he eventually arrived at my house that like he's previously been a suicidal person before
yeah, okay.
and that sort of stuff. So my initial reaction of like, this person's in distress. I can't just be like, sounds like a you problem and hang up.
Mm.
So I'm really glad that I did help.
I think, you might be tainting with your past actions with hindsight. I think in the moment you made good choices and good actions and help
time.
trying to help someone in distress is always
Liz's
a good thing to do.
Face is
no, someone called
the devil,
you
the angel
it's not
shoulder.
A bad thing. Someone called you in distress and they needed help and you were like, it might be not my job, but I'm going to try and help this
and
person.
And yet
I know it's a good thing. It's
tell your best friend that we've talked,
which I agree, red flag.
Yes, I do agree. I
the
do
error
agree.
Of my way.
But like on the surface of it, I too am a fixer and would have tried to fix things in a slightly different way, but I still would have tried to fix things.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's so, a good thing to do. You know, basically being in this situation where it's like I am, for all intents and purposes, the cute third wheel, I now feel like this really big fight, if it's not handled well, will break up Charlotte and Bryce.
Bridesmaid to the rescue.
Right. Yeah. So I was like, you know, I don't want to – on some level I was like, I don't want that on – that on my conscience of like if I just told him to go suck it and then they broke up like the next day, like that would just kill me. So he came over, talked it out, sort of mini therapy session, because you know a lot of men need a therapy session from someone that is not a therapist. I don't understand.
Just go to a therapist.
Just go to a therapist. Anyway, I think for him it really helped having just the perspective of it, the fight ended up being between. He overstepped a boundary with Charlotte's sister of, like, getting upset at one of their kids or something.
Right.
And he's a guy that works with children, so he's not, like, a dangerous guy or weird with children. And it would also be – I think it was just a bad moment.
It would also be an automatic reflex to try and
– it sounds like that.
Give advice or care for children or discipline a child because that's your job.
So I think it was like a you're not their dad – F off.
Yeah.
And then Charlotte was like, how dare you do that to my – it just – whatever it was, I don't think it should have blown up as big as it did, but right. because buttons were pushed, buttons were pushed.
Mm. And if people don't know how to fight well and effectively, people are going to get nasty and buttons are going to get pushed.
Yeah. In saying that, this is just his version of the story.
Of course.
Yes, I was not there. It could have been way worse, But I essentially gave him like the therapy talk of
knowing
this
worked.
Is how you smooth it over. I've known Charlotte for like 10 years. Mm-hmm. Like she is just fiery in the moment. She loves you to death. I'm sure of it. Go back, do the whole rom-com apology, da-da-da-da-da. And he was just in a real distressful thing and distressful way. And I was like, but you also, I think it's best that it comes from you. You've sort of told me, don't tell Charlotte that I'm at your house right now. I'm like, okay, cool. That's fine. But you have to tell her when I send you off tomorrow.
Good.
Second you get there, go, I was at Alice's house. I was safe, da-da-da.
A+, good.
You know, and I was just like, you know, I'm not getting – I think it was also like I want to help, but I also don't want to be in the middle of it.
No, so especially if she doesn't know that you're in the middle of it. That's one surefire way to make someone feel like they've been manipulated, that you've been talking about her without her knowing that that conversation has occurred. So well done
on sending him back. Yes, agreed. It's a gold star on your forehead for that move.
Well, thanks, well done. It was a good move. Still, there was some elements that I probably didn't handle the best, but, you know, because, you know, on some level, maybe I should have just been like, Charlotte, I'm sneakily on the phone and I'm actually he's here and da-da-da. Like, maybe I should have done that. But that's the point. So talk it out with him. He's really just emotionally not okay, but I'm just like, spend the night. I've got a couch. So you're not sleeping in a car. Jesus. And he has no one. Like, genuinely is a lonely guy. His world is Charlotte. And if he doesn't have Charlotte, he sleeps in his car. Like, yes, that's
and he's at your house, which is an hour away at this present time. So that would be difficult for him to get back anywhere. Okay.
Yeah. But at the same time, he has a car. So he could just drive back. But besides the point, next day. I'm just like, you good to go? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. I'm like, yeah, good. Let me know how it goes. But, you know, it's got to come from you that you seeked my counsel. That's not great. Good thing that's not – English is not my job. And I did like a little text check-in that afternoon just being like, you know, hope it's all okay and da da da, and he didn't respond for a bit, but I'm just like, you know, fix your relationship, go do that. And then a couple days later he was like, it's all good and everything's fine now. I'm like, great, cool. And I'm like, have you talked to her about coming to my house? And he's like, no. And I'm like, okay, that's weird, why? And he couldn't really give me a straight answer. I think it's because he was still like in the doghouse and didn't want to fuck up more. But to me, I'm sitting there going,
you're fucking up more by concealing any type of information. Absolutely.
And to me, I'm just like, I'm just blissfully unaware, being like, why would it be an issue? Just
and then
tell
it's
her.
Look like shit because you also haven't told her.
Mm, because I was like, it needs to come from you. So now it's been pushing a week. So I'm feeling weirder and weirder. Yep. And I'm just like, you need to talk to her or I'm going to have to talk to her. And he's like, okay, I will. And then at some point, I think that happened. And then she called me and she initially went off.
Yeah.
And I got the wrath of
Charlotte. So you opened your phone. Hello, hello, Alice. And it's just
Pretty much from the get-go. And I was kind of like, you know what? I'm going to let, you know, the tsunami go past and then. I'm painting her in a terrible light. She's a lovely person. But just when you
there's
fuck
something
with
about
her, you
weddings
fuck with her. So
that makes people who are already a little bit thingy, extremely thingy.
Yes, yes. So then it became a really bad, like, Alice, the fact that you didn't tell me where he was, like, you don't know how bad that night was for me because I was out looking for him. I was contacting everybody. He was actively not answering any of my calls. Yes. So I thought he was dead. And I was like, I wish he was an adult enough to just let you know that he would be safe. Mm-hmm. But then it was this debate of like, how involved do I get? And I didn't get enough involved. So now I've caused my friend all of this like turmoil. And I apologize and she's like, just not feeling great about it. Give me some space. I'm like, absolutely, girl. No worries. Mm-hmm. And then pandemic hit. Better bing, better boom. So the wedding has been postponed kind of comes through.
Yes.
I haven't heard from either of them for a while because I'm trying to give her space.
But COVID is the reason stated for the cancellation of the wedding,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes. So okay. I assume for all intents and purposes, it's just the way anything was postponed in COVID. And then I did a couple more like timid check-ins with her being like, are we good? Yeah, or like, cool. You know, still trying to give you space, but how are you? And then this has been months and months and months by this point, almost a year later, and there's no like new date for the wedding because at that point you didn't really rebook anything.
No, because
it was so up in the air. And then I got added to a group text chain, and this is, I'm not going to say it's like the most horrific thing that I've been involved in, but it's like definitely the most like high school-y behavior that I've ever been involved in as an adult.
Like, is this like where you get like three-way called like Mean Girl style?
So much so. So I was in a group. I was added to this like group thing, which was.
How many people?
Charlotte and her three other bridesmaids.
Yep.
One of them was the sister that had been scorned by the lover. Two of them I'd also known for about 10 years.
Right.
And to me, this was very, like, I understood it, but it also was so left of field because I hadn't really talked to her in a while. But she just ripped into every part of my character, paragraphs and paragraphs. Oof, and, yes. Like,
to an audience. Like that's rude.
And that's what's the worst part about it is that then, because it's this group chain, the other girls would chime in with like gift sets of like Taylor Swift, like clapping to them. Like it was just so performatively nasty.
Yes. 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 I'm going to be not only will I be horrible to you, I could do that anywhere. I could use any avenue, but I'm going to do it with witnesses and not just witnesses. My sister, who's obviously going to, and my other close best fucking friends who are going to pivot to my side.
And I'm going
to
bottle this shit up for like months and then unleash on you publicly rather than communicate like a.
And it was the most ultimate mic drop of you're joking if you think you're my friend. You've never treated me like this. And just like I think any other moment between our friendship that was like a little bit icky
spicy.
Got brought up in the most just paint on the wall kind of way.
Yeah.
And you know, I was already at this point kind of like dog with a tail between my legs.
Yeah.
Being like, probably didn't handle this the best. I am sorry and I want to make it up to you. And she's like, no, you are the worst person that I have ever laid my eyes upon.
Oh my God.
For these reasons. Got extremely personal. Also started getting into like a, this is why your ex left you. This is no. why Fantastic. Your parents did this and this. Because no. I've, yeah. you know, shared my whole life with this person.
Yeah.
And then just
no.
a bunch of messages
again,
being like,
this is fighting dirty and you need to learn how to not fight dirty and communicate your feelings without fighting dirty, because dirty fights can happen between friendships as well as in relationships.
Yes,
you can't you go below absolutely. The belt, and that's just it's a way of it's difficult to come back from.
Mm. And I, you know, was distraught but was also like, true colors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so politely took screenshots, because that's what you do on this yeah, day.
Yeah. Get those receipts, girl.
Took a couple screenshots and just bowed my head out and was like, cool, I've lost all those people in my life. Awesome.
Jesus.
And it's such a weird position, because you're like, I either get in the mud with you and to
yeah,
just
it's like,
just
do you
want to
fight dirty with them, or do you want to, you know, take the high road?
Homer yeah. Simpson into the bushes, maybe?
Yeah, just, or fade out or ignore it, because yeah, you want to take some
but
of the
thing
things
that's
on board.
It's making
weird.
Me cranky is that, like, that wasn't even a, you were in a group chat and it kicked off. It was you were added to a group chat to be, like, you were yeah. in the stocks and they were throwing tomatoes at you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, mm. So that all went down and I was like, cool. And it really put this like lens on all my other friendships and relationships, where I was just like, I need to treat everybody around me nicely, because what if I am this really horrible yes. person? Really yes, messed with my head.
I
for
mean
a
it
while.
Would lead to a bit of introspection, but
oh, and then because it's yeah. me 10 times.
So they have valid points.
yeah. So yeah. just micro a magnifying glass on my life.
Well, that's horrible.
But they all then, you know, blocked me on everything and da-da-da, as you do in this day and age yep. of social media. And I must have been friends with a friend with a friend to find out like a year or so afterwards that they did end up getting married.
Oh.
Right.
So saw because someone got tagged in a photo yeah. of it, of just like a random wedding shot. Because you know how everybody puts like the whole wedding album
mm.
up on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, dang, it went through. And part of me was like, you know what? I'm kind of happy to be the bullet that was taken for them to be happy. But then the other part of me is like, if their relationship was so fragile that they had to shoot me dead to make it work, and that's the debate that I've had in my head ever since this whole debacle. And so and it's like this thing of, not often in relationships do you get to put in your two cents. I think even like a lot of times someone will be like, so this is my new blah, blah, what do you think? And, you know, for the most part, and hopefully because they're a good person, you're like, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
And then they might break up and you'd be like, I hated this about them. Like,
yep.
It's weird to have that moment literally put on you where somebody comes into you in distress and you feel this like, if I'm not like well-spoken in this moment, I feel like it could break them up or something. Mm. And just, it yeah, it just had this weird like butterfly effect feeling of like, if I handled that situation differently, how would it all have been different? And this epilogue to the story, because I was like a little bit of a orphan at Christmas sometimes, and so I would crash Charlotte's big obnoxious family things at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Charlotte and Bryce were together, he was a Christmas orphan too. It's also how we connected on being yeah. like orphan kind of energy. So it was kind of like a tradition for them to check in on me at Christmas time.
Right.
So it'd been a long while. This would probably be like a whole year after. And he sent me like a happy Christmas, I hope you're well, after all of this. And I'm
is
like,
is this the first time you've heard from him
time
since he
I've
left
heard
your house?
From him.
Either of them?
Other than a little bit of texting after leaving my house since then. So wow. It's been like a year and a half, 2 years.
Not
or something.
On Bryce.
No.
Like,
no.
Just pick your moment, man. You've missed the moment. It's yes. gone.
You were a coward, and because you're a coward,
it just blew up.
Yep.
So, So you remember that time where I chose to not fight dirty?
Oh, no. Yes, I remember saying that. It's just minutes
Alex,
ago.
Yes, what did you do?
So I still had Charlotte's number in my phone. To this day, I don't know if this message sent, but okay. I'm pretty proud of myself.
So we're hoping it did. And
took a screenshot of his message, sent it to her, and said, "Tell your husband to stop texting me."
Husband has so much weight now as well.
It does.
Doesn't it have weight? Tell your husband.
Yeah.
Because nothing ever happened between us. Like,
yes,
but I was right. Like, I feel like this weird lover that's like ruined it. Like, oh yeah. God. But that was just fuck you, dude. Like, don't talk to your wife. Like,
yeah.
Well, yeah, wonderful justification for playing dirty, for getting a bit dirty.
That was my little bit of getting
I think that was less getting dirty and more just, you know, smoke bombing. Like, it's just kind of like a nice little sprinkle
of shit on the
It's not even that. Yeah, to be fair, it's not even that dirty.
It's just nice.
You can hold your head high on that one.
Yeah.
It's a weird scenario you found yourself in, Alice, because you've kind of been an innocent bystander that got shot, and then it's like, why did you get shot by my bullets? They cost me a lot of money. Like, you're like, I was just here and I tried to help, and I made a lot of correct decisions, and maybe like one poor, misthought, or unguided one.
It's funny you say that, because I've told this story a couple times to people and I've got really mixed reactions. And to put it quite bluntly, it's kind of similar to like the faces Liz was making before and Tom was going, no, that's fine, where I feel like a lot of women have been scorned in a situation like this, and a lot of men are like, no, it's harmless, it's fine.
Yes.
And it's almost like a... And I mean, also for Charlotte and Bryce, it's like a heterosexual relationship. So like having some of those dynamics come into play when I ask like heterosexual friends and da 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 da. But like, everyone has a really different take on it.
My take is
been this thing that sits in the back of my brain going, did I do the right thing? Was there even a right option?
I'm not sure there was a right option.
Maybe not. Yeah.
And my take is two people in a relationship treated a third person very poorly at different times.
Yes.
And should have just turned to your right and you turn to your left and talk to each other rather than your friend put all this unloaded on you in a really unhealthy and unhappy and unfortunate kind of way. She should never have done that. I don't know where that came from. If it's a stressor in her relationship and the pair of them just need to talk out, I don't know. But yes, very, very unfortunate with how you were treated.
Do you or have you, do you speak to her anymore?
No.
No, right.
Literally last thing I would have said was...
Tell your husband to stop message me. Okay, so here's my take on it. I think that it was very difficult for you to find a right way out of that situation.
Mm.
However... if it were me, and I'm not saying that my way is right either, but my knee-jerk reaction would have been to find a way to turn him around to go back to her
quicker.
Mm. In my head, right, my loyalty is to my best friend, not to the boyfriend, right? So if it was my best friend and the boyfriend turned up, even if I'd kind of bonded, I feel like there'd be something in me going, you can't put me in that position to tell me not to tell her because we are best friends, but you can stay here as long as we tell her what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then that could have blown up more immediately. I don't know. But in my opinion, when you are friends with someone and then you become friends with the husband, I feel like the loyalty's always a little bit more towards the friend. Right?
It's very difficult for Elizabeth and I to comment on a lot of these stories because you, Alice, you know these relationships and you know these people, and we're sort of reacting to events. I'm not saying these are right or wrong, but there's probably space for you to say to Bryce, you're being selfish in how you're treating me or what you're putting on me in this moment or what you're asking of me. There's probably room for... or there could have been room for that.
I feel like it's rather than you're being selfish, I will help you, but we need to let Charlotte know where you are.
Because right in that moment, all he's worried about is Charlotte, right, and what and his relationship with Charlotte. So you're blind then for how you're what you're dumping on other people without explanations and without
unless it's I'm shopping for Christmas presents for her and I don't want her to know. There is no circumstance in which a boyfriend would come to me and say, "Don't tell my friend this," unless it's a positive thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I know that's probably a little bit black and white, and in this situation it would be very difficult to judge. And again, I'm not saying here's what I'd do and it's better than what you did. But because I don't think that is.
I was a saint.
No. I think
you just got and went for them.
And you got stuck in a really shitty situation where two people didn't consider you. But I think that also, like, he was a coward, absolutely. And what I've learned is when you tell someone, they have to tell someone something, or you will, you need to follow that up a lot quicker than a week.
I followed it up the next day. It's just he was, like, conveniently avoiding giving me a straight answer.
Yeah. And that's when you say, if you don't tell her,
that's where I really should have just been like, this is your deadline. I should have been harsher with him after then.
So is that your lessons learned as we meander to the end of this episode? Is that a that sort of thing you should have made firm or clear? I don't know.
It's hard because, like, I should also preface that, like, him and I weren't best of friends. I think there were just some there were chords that were struck between us that was like the things that you can't bond with Charlotte over. Like, it was just honestly, it was a lot of the family stuff.
Yeah.
Him feeling like this oddball. And I was like, I'm an oddball too.
Yeah.
You're fine. Nothing's wrong.
That's linked to my lessons learned. And it's not really a lesson, but sometimes in life, it's nice to be the person it's nice to be the person that seeks you, when someone comes to you at a party,
you're because the safe they come, haven.
Yeah, it's nice. It's sometimes nice in the right circumstances when it's positive and nice. It's nice to be that person. So if that's happening to you, dear reader, that can be nice. Appreciate that. But also, if you are that person that pivots to someone or only one person, try and rack your brain. All right, at certain social settings, am I putting myself on someone and someone only, and asking too much of them, or becoming over familiar in a misstep? So it can be a lovely thing. It can be a burden. It can be a fucking burden when someone says like, "Oi, I'm back again with all my drama and strife. Here we go."
I mean, I've definitely I've had like a recent breakup that was really brutal and rattled me around a lot, and I could see myself becoming that person onto other people, and it was just kind of this like, don't be like Bryce. Don't be like Charlotte and Bryce. Like, that's a cautionary tale. Mm. You must learn from that on some level.
Yes, you are allowed to reach out.
You can vent and be a mess, but then when you put that onus on somebody else, that's not fair. Yeah. But then it's this,
two lessons learned. My first lesson is that if somebody asks you to keep a secret from them, from someone that you love, I would ask why.
Yep, I would need a good reason. Give me some reasons.
An impeccable reason to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think that if they are adamant about it, I'd say, okay, well, you need to tell them now and then we can continue with me helping you. And the second lesson is, don't woulda, shoulda, coulda yourself, because it's happened. It's done.
Yes, yes.
People showed you who they were. You lost some friends that might have seemed a bit sad at the time, but if anyone's willing to throw you that hard under the fucking bus, Jesus Christ.
It was a violent throw.
Yeah, exactly. So what I think is as much as it is an admirable part of your character, Alice, that you are trying to figure out how you could have done better in that situation, I think that that's just going to hurt your own feelings from here on in. It's good for us to debate it for people who might be listening at home. And it's good for you to learn from, so that in the future you can go, well, if that ever happened to me again, here's what I'd do. But I'm not sure that looking back on butterfly affecting it and figuring out how one tiny thing that you did could have changed something for the better or for the worse is going to do anything but hurt your own feelings.
Yes, sometimes in life you can sometimes you can really learn from a bad or negative experience. Sometimes it's good to have like an outline of a body on the floor and you can all gather around it and be like, well, what went wrong here? And
I feel like it was the murder.
But you do a bad stand-up comedy set, right? And you bomb and everything goes bad. Sometimes it's nice to go, well, what went wrong there? And you can apply that to you can lesson learned. And the next time someone's this high school-y, weird bitchy drama that comes your way, you might be able to handle it better. Or the Bryce scenario, getting that phone call and all that down.
And also now that we're older and wiser, if somebody invites you into a group chat and starts attacking you,
You
don't have to take it. You're a grown-ass person who can say, talk to me in person. And between the two of us, and I'm out of here.
Yes.
Alice has left the chat.
Very wise.
Oh, man.
Wow. Well, readers, we thank Alice for sharing her story today. Very bold, very brave.
I do love you calling them readers.
Yeah.
This has
been since the start, and I don't know where it came from, but I've always found it charming.
I will give you an answer. First of all, our readers, I see them as very well-read, very intelligent, and sort of a step above. Yes, I can't call them listeners alone. These are readers that are
tuning in. Inquiring minds.
And also, it's a nod to old-school agony aunt.
The dear reader. Yeah.
Where they respond, dear reader, here is the solution.
I love it.
So it's a twofer. Yeah, it's a twofer.
And I've always found it so charming that I've never said anything about it. And I was like, right, this is what we do now.
But no, I...
no one question it. Thank you.
No, I do not believe that early dementia or anything like that is setting in. And I just... he gets confused about some things. He thinks you're all...
He doesn't understand what the podcast is.
He thinks
are.
It's live every week. No. So that's why, dear readers, I think highly of you and... And it's a little nod to relationship help in the past.
I really love that today we were talking about being relationship adjacent, and because sometimes relationships is learning how to handle other people's relationships and how to navigate if your friend is in an odd relationship, or how to navigate if one person from a friendship group comes to you and talks to you about their partner and then their partner always also comes. Like, it is a minefield. So if you have any stories about how you have been either an unofficial relationship therapist for another couple in your life, or if you have found yourself in an awkward situation between two people, like have you watched two friends go through a divorce,
have
and
you
what
ever
do
been
you do with that?
Pulled into the churning more
the
of a
days
cyclone
of our lives.
That is someone else's relationship, that is someone else's wedding planning. Good Lord, let us know. We would love to hear.
Have you ever been kicked out of a wedding, or have you kicked yourself out of a wedding? I want to know these stories.
Ooh, kicked yourself out of a wedding would
have you removed yourself from a situation because you can't deal with the drama?
If you're joining, I still have that bridesmaid's dress, which is real sad because in many ways, like for a while I was like, I can't part with it. I feel weird and sad. And then I was like, no, I'm never going to wear
this.
I will try to sell it on Marketplace Gumtree. No one would touch it. No one would touch it. And I was like, this is cursed.
I know what dress that was too. I remember seeing that. Oh,
yeah, so
if you want a cursed dress.
Bridesmaid's dress that may not be cursed.
Did they wear the same dresses, or did they get a whole new design when you saw the photos?
It was like that color palette mismatchy thing.
Oh, lovely.
So honestly, I love that for weddings because then you don't all get forced into one thing.
I reckon if you cut that dress off above the knee, it would be super cute to wear out. I've seen it. It's pretty.
Thank you.
We'll brainstorm uses for the dress off,
and then
Mike.
If someone goes, where'd you get that? I'll be like, oh, where? Yeah.
Here's a podcast you should listen to.
Oh no.
Speaking of, if you can recommend the podcast to one person this week, that would be real happy about that.
Yes,
I'd be real grateful. Like we normally ask you to rate, review, subscribe, but tell one person this week about this podcast, especially if they are in a situation where they are stuck between two people in a couple and they don't know what to do.
Yes.
In the meantime, if you would like to be a guest on our podcast, you can go to thatsnotcanon.com/ghosts of boyfriends past. There is a really handy dandy form to fill out where you can give us the Cliff's Notes version of your story, and we will give you a call. Hopefully we will read them all and we will select who we'd love to have on air. Also check your junk mail if you have sent us in something, because sometimes we get junked because Gmail hates us.
And just medically, check your junk.
Check your junk. Just check your junk.
It's an important thing to do, I think.
Check your boobs.
As you were.
Check everything. Yes.
I wasn't going to list body parts.
Thank you for this PSA and good night.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.